This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com.
Hi, this is Rob Bartlett, one of the original hosts of WWF Monday Night Raw and one of the top 10 worst wrestling announcers in history. You're listening to the Monday Night Project. Here's your host, Luke Jennings.
You can kiss my ass.
Hello again, wrestling fans, and welcome to the studios of the Old Bakery as we get ready to give you another exciting week here on the Monday Night Project. I am your host, as always, Mr. Luke Jennings, here to bring you our weekly look from Monday Night Raw from back in the day. This week we're covering October the 11th, 1993. Last week on the show, we saw a battle royal to crown the two people competing for the Intercontinental title on this week's show. We saw clowns and much more action. Please do not forget to follow us on Twitter, at MemphisCast. You will be able to find news and updates of this show and our other show that comes out each and every Saturday, the Memphis Continental Wrestling Cast, which is basically this, but from Memphis, and we are in the last 1982, the last 2 weeks of 1982. That is available on all good podcast suppliers and also through the Place to Be Wrestling Network. You can follow them on Twitter at PTBN Wrestling, home of great shows such as Talking WCW, NWA Croc and Roll, PTBN's Main Event, and many, many other great shows that are released on a near daily basis. You can also follow the sister network that is called North South Connection, and you can follow that at No So Pod Network. They also have a YouTube channel where you can watch the they do video versions of podcasts, and that is available at North South Connection on YouTube. Before we head down to ringside, let's have a quick catch up to see what else has been happening in the wrestling world. So we're last on the 4th. On the 8th of October, Smoky Mountain Wrestling held its one of its Parade of Champions shows in Knoxville, Tennessee, in the City Coliseum. 1,100 saw the Dirty White Boy defeat Tim Horner. Bobby Blaze pinned Chris Candido to win the Smoky Mountain US Junior Heavyweight title. The Bullet defeated Killer Kyle. Smoky Mountain Wrestling Tag Team Champions of the Rock and Roll Express battled the Armstrongs, Scott and Steve, to a no contest. Smoky Mountain Champion Brian Lee pinned Tracy Smothers. In the main event, the Steiner Brothers beat Rick and Scott Steiner via disqualification. On the 9th, the next night, Parade of Champions again, this time in Barberville, Kentucky, in the Knox Central High School. 1,009 witnessed the Dirty White Boy defeat Tim Horner. Chris Candido pinned Bobby Blaze to win the Smoky Mountain US Junior Heavyweight title. The Bullet defeated Killer Kyle. The Rock and Roll Express battled Scott and Steve to a no contest. Brian Lee defeated Tracy Smothers. The Heavenly Bodies defeated the Steiners by disqualification. Also on the 9th of October, All Japan Women held their Wrestle Marina Piad 5 show in the Tokyo Bay Hall in Tokyo, Japan. 6,000 witnessed several matches headlined by Aja Kong defeating Akira Hokuto. I'm never going to butcher any of these names. I see Manami Toyoto. I see Dynamite Kansai. Bull Nakano's there. Trying to see the names I recognise. No, there's some. I'm not even going to attempt to butcher any of these. But all the stars of All Japan Women are there. On the 10th of October, Smoky Mountain Wrestling once again holds a Parades of Champions show, this time in Johnson City, Tennessee, in the Freedom Hall. 969 witness Dirty White Boy defeating Tim Horner. Bobby Blaze defeating Chris Candido to win the Smoky Mountain US Junior Heavyweight title. The Bullet defeating Killer Kyle. Rock and Roll Express battling Scott and Steve to a double countout, Brian Lee defeating Tracy Smothers via disqualification, and the Steiner Brothers defeating the Heavenly Bodies by disqualification. That leads us to the 11th here, Memphis, Tennessee, the Mid-South Coliseum, Randy Savage defeating Jerry Lawler to win the held-up USWA Unified title. Nothing is happening elsewhere on WWF television. This is the third show. This is the third and final show from this taping. So the crowd are going to be tired. They're going to have seen several of these guys several times. Just a quick update. We won't be covering SummerSlam. We're going to be doing the SummerSlam. We're going to be doing the Survivor Series Showdown. And then we'll cover the Raw afterwards. But we're not going to be covering Survivor Series, because nothing really happens. There's a few sort of bits and pieces, but nothing major. So I've made the executive decision. We are going to be covering the Clash of Champions 25 from November the 10th, 1993. We're going to be covering that in its entirety, because it's not that much of a big card. It's a big card, but it's like a two-hour show. So we'll probably get it done like an hour and a half or whatever. I've asked a few people to get the footage. Otherwise, I'll have to use the network and it'll be shit. Apart from that, that's everything I was going to say, wasn't it? So that's that. There's nothing happens on television, really. Undertaker's like on Wrestling Challenge. Undertaker can't be on Raw, but it's on Wrestling Challenge. But yeah, so that's that covered. That's that. Yeah, so without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, let's head down to ringside and see what we've got for the October the 11th, 1993 edition of Monday Night Raw. Please enjoy.
A lifetime of sacrifice and pain may only present a once-in-a-lifetime chance for the gold. Last Monday night on Raw, 20 World Wrestling Federation superstars took a chance. 20 men willing to lay it all on the line in the over-the-top rope Intercontinental Battle Royal. It took a group effort led by the Macho Man Randy Savage to clear Giant Gonzalez from the ring. For others such as Diesel, personal vengeance created misdirection and inevitably a dead end. But when it finally came down to only four, a conspiracy of three could not detour the desire of one. The tag team champions, the Quebecers, and Rick Martel unleashed a furious assault on Razor Ramon. But the bad guy would not be swayed from his course. Incredibly, driven by his hunger for the gold, Razor overcame seemingly insurmountable odds. And in the end, only he and the Mauler were left standing in the ring. Tonight, these two men meet one-on-one for the World Wrestling Federation Intercontinental Championship. Two men driven by an unyielding passion. Two men on a collision course with destiny. A destiny that will find only one man at the end of the road holding the gold.
So we've got the championship match starting us hot and heavy here on Monday Night Raw. Earl Hebner is going to be our referee. Rick Martel coming down first. Not a former WWF champion. He's a former WWF Tag Team champion. Not what Vince said. Rick Martel coming down in with his classic entrance music.
It is single competition here tonight, Macho Man. And we come to see the model Rick Martel.
And he's wearing his lavender... I guess they're lavender, light blue lavender tights, boots as well, boots and tights are matching. We said Earl Hebner's going to be the referee, which is going to be infuriating for me, and for anyone else who doesn't like Earl Hebner. And he's going to be against the bad guy, Razor Ramon. As we record this, we are a year, we're hitting the year mark since Scott Hall's untimely passing. Razor Ramon coming down with he's got his gold round his neck, and he's got his green trunks on, green boots. Like we said, this is the third taping that these guys have seen. They've seen Rick Martel three times, they've seen Razor three times, so they're going to be getting tired. But next week we are going to Pasha's New, and I think we're live next week as well, I think. So the Intercontinental title held up at the minute, thanks to Shawn Michaels being suspended. Last week we had the Battle Royal, and this week we've got we will be guaranteed a brand new Intercontinental Champion. Not the first time that this has happened on Monday Night Raw. We've seen the title change at least once. Mighty Jannetty won it, didn't he? I think we've only seen it the once.
Was he representing the Queen of England when he discovered America? Don't forget, Columbus was Hispanic. This could be a great day for those of Hispanic extraction. A great day for Razor Ramon.
Exactly. Columbus is a big hero right here in the United States, a.k.a. Los Estados Unidos. And we're all real proud of Columbus, and we actually named the town after this
big man. Martel goes to the second rope on the inside to show bouts. Showboats to the crowd. I think so. They'll probably call it the ghetto. That's where he should be. He's now showing off his model-like looks, which results in Razor Ramon throwing the toothpick in the eye. Shoved by Martel. Shoved by Razor. Oh, slap by Martel. Razor Ramon takes it in his stride. Referee circling, column number type. Armbar by Martel, armringer by Martel. Reverse by Razor. Oh, hammerlock now by Razor. Slapping the arm, trying to pull a bit more momentum. Hammerlock now by Martel. Razor's trying to get out of this reversal. Oh, Martel trying to get out of this. Oh, lovely takedown there. Slap on the back of Razor, mocking him. Followed by some jumping jacks by the former WWF Tag Team Champion.
Have an effect here. I mean, you talk about the model Rick Martel, you have to give him the edge as far as the experience factor is concerned. But that's only one aspect of this matchup.
Colin Obertop, arm-ringer by Martel. Oh, Razor pushes Martel in the corner, but Martel evades the right hand and hits Razor with two of his own. Irish whip now reversed by Razor into the corner. Martel over the top, leapfrog. Oh, right hand. Rick Martel has got the speed. Not only has he got the experience, he's got the speed and the agility. Irish whip now by Martel, reversed by high cross body caught by Razor. Razor's going for that SOS. Boom! Drops him, followed by slam. Rick Martel rolls to the outside.
For Razor Ramon.
I think it's very obvious to me that nobody has read each other's press releases, because the model's not scared of Razor, and Razor's not scared of the model. They're taking it to each other big time.
And now you see on the outside, the model Rick Martel taking his time, as you would suspect he might, trying to get his momentum, trying to collect his thoughts, trying to get his head clear.
Well, not only that, he just may be trying to throw off the timing of Razor Ramon. That's why a lot of people take a hike sometimes.
Rick Martel now back in the ring after taking the sixth count. Both men circling, calling over top. Oh, neat the gut by Martel and again. Oh. Close fist behind the referee's back. Doesn't take a lot though, that is Earl Hebner. Front face knock there by Martel. Razor down to one knee. Razor's got the height advantage over Martel, so this is beneficial to Rick Martel. Razor back up to his feet. Martel still with the chin lock on. Razor picks him up and puts him on the apron. But Martel's still got the hold applied. Going to get a clean break. Oh! Razor slingshots Martel in. Rick Martel on his knees begging, but that doesn't stop Razor from kicking him in the gut. Oh, short arm shoulder tackle there by Razor. Picks him up again. And again. Pushes him off. And again for the third time. Oh, wrenching that arm is Razor. Trying to take that back home in Miami, Florida. Got the fingers locked there. And Razor's going to pick him up by the looks of it. Yep. Oh, pick him up by the arm. Now bending the elbow across the knee. Very painful maneuver here by the bad guy. Fury and Rick Martel now with some slaps.
Never humiliated anybody, huh? Uh-huh. He's never slapped anybody around or kicked them around. No, he's the bad guy. He can do whatever he wants. You better stick to one part of the body and work on it. That's what's going to get him the title.
I don't know about that, but it is indeed all about the title. It's about the Intercontinental Championship. One of these two men will be crowned champion when we return.
WWF Royal Rumble from Acclaim. Now on Genesis. With more wrestling superstars and more specialty moves than ever before. 16 Mike Mayhem. Incredible 6 minutes of the ring action. In the ring, out of the ring, out of control. WWF Royal Rumble on Super NES and now on Genesis. Get ready to rumble!
At 5 a.m., all the Millers can think about is that first get-you-going cup of coffee. That eye-opening, fill the kitchen aroma of Folgers crystals. It all begins with mountain-grown beans, fresh brewed, then crystallized, for a deep, dark, rich coffee just waiting to become your welcome to the day. There's no other coffee that kicks off the Miller's morning like Folgers crystals.
The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
So the idea hits me, chicken sounds good. I head for Long John, something tells me I should. For $1.99, I hear a voice say, the fish, chicken, and fries will blow you away. So if you think of chicken, you gotta go fish.
At Long John Silver's, you're gonna get your wish.
Jake has my smile and his dad's fair skin. So I'm glad there's new Downy Free, the only liquid fabric softener with no perfumes or dyes. Perfect for my sensitive men. New Downy Free, the best softness with no perfumes or dyes.
There's nothing like a man in uniform.
I'm flattered.
Unless it's two men in an airplane. Major Dad and Wings on USA. Weeknights at 7 and 11.
Havana, 1958.
All we knew about Havana was the lights in the Prado never went out.
We invented Havana.
Outside of the casinos here, it's not so fair.
The revolution in the streets.
They're sweating out there. I can smell it. This is exactly the time to set up a big one.
Is no match for the revolution in his soul.
Why are you?
You want to change the world? Change mine.
Robert Redford, Lena Olin, Havana on USA. Wednesday night at 8, 7 Central.
Welcome back to Monday Night Raw. Welcome back to the Intercontinental Championship matchup. Razor Ramon and the model Rick Martel. They're going at it. They're going at it outside the ring. Ooh, as well as inside.
Pack, ladies and gentlemen, both men on the outside now. Rick Martel slamming Razor back first into the apron. As we know, the apron is the hardest part of the ring in the WWF. Rick Martel with a slam of Razor on the outside of the mat. Rick Martel now back inside. Showboat into the crowd, but he's still favouring that arm that Razor was working on before the break. Razor now back in the ring. Irish rip now by Martel. Oh, hard in the corner. Rick Martel's softening up that back of Razor, maybe for the Boston Crab. And again, a signature move of Rick Martel, the Boston Crab. Surely should have been called like the Montreal Crab or something, being that he's a Canadian. Oh, back suplex there by Rick Martel. Martel with now grabbing those legs, going for a jackknife pin, but he's got his feet on the ropes. That'll happen to seize after the world's slowest count. Rick Martel thought he had won, but he has not. Been duped by Earl Hebner once again in a title match. Dog's fat, I don't, absolutely stinks. It's disgusting. Martel now still continues to work over the back, stumping. Sledgehammers across the back. Oh! Get a nice camera shot now, the neon entranceway back in the background. Razor's on his knees. Oh! Big right hand by Razor. Pushes Martel on the ropes. Irish whip now by Razor. Ducks his head a bit too soon. And a big kick there by Martel. Rick Martel. Oh, drop kick. Oh, Razor goes chest first into the top turnbuckle. Martel's now going for the legs. Is he going for that Boston Crab? He's trying to turn Razor over. He's trying to turn him over. He's halfway over. He's halfway over. And he's got him. He's got him in the rope in the Boston Crab. Earl Hebner right in the face of Razor, so make sure he doesn't want to give it up. But Razor is a little bit too close to the ropes. Razor's close. And he's got the ropes, he's got the ropes. The hold will have to be broken. Martel thinks he's won again, but he hasn't. Oh, Martel working on the back again of Razor. Irish whip now by Martel. And. Oh, lovely side suplex there by. Off the ropes. Lovely side suplex there by Martel. Martel's got the legs. Is he going for the Boston Crab again? In the centre of the ring. No escape now for a Razor. Boston Crab by Rick Martel. Has he got the fingers locked? Can't see from our vantage point, but I think he might have the fingers locked. Earl Hebner once again down there checking on Razor.
Look at this! He tried to get up, but he put him back down. Razor won what I thought was gonna. Look at him!
Look at that!
He did it!
Razor used his power in his legs and he kept up. Oh! Turns around and right to a drop kick by Martel. Martel had the fingers locked. But Razor had the power on the legs and pushed off the Boston Crab into a sunset flip. Great opening contest here on this week's Monday Night Project. Mick Martel in full control. Picks up Razor. Irish rip now by Martel. Kick, but Razor catches the leg. Razor catches the leg. Oh, slaps him. Martel goes for a slap, but Razor ducks, catches him. Puts him on the top turnbuckle. Back face in the ring. Looks like he's going for these one of Razor's patent moves. That second rope back suplex, but Rick Martel. Rick Martel saw it coming and hit him with a back elbow. Rick Martel goes to the top rope. Rick Martel measuring Razor and high cross body, but Razor rolls over. Razor rolls one, two. Oh, kick out by Rick Martel. Both men up. Big clothesline by Martel. Razor's down, goes for the cover. One, two. Oh, kick out just. The world's fastest fucking count by Earl Hebner. Martel picks up Razor by the hair. What's he going to go for now? Desperation move, maybe. Irish whip now by Martel. Ducks down. Oh, big knee lift by Razor. Kick to the gut by Razor. He's going for the Razor's edge. He's going for the Razor's edge. Signals for the Razor's edge. He's got Martel. Martel tries to block it, but Razor powers him up. What a manoeuvre there. Razor's got him up. He's got him up high in the air. And bang! Razor's edge. Goes for the cover. One, two, three. Slow count there by fucking Lepner because he can't even count any time. The winner of the match, ladies and gentlemen. And a brand new Intercontinental Champion, Razor Ramon.
I'm sick to my stomach. What an effort! Razor Ramon, here tonight on Monday Night Raw. Becomes the Intercontinental Champion. And what's he using, Macho?
He's using the cheese bone. Did he earn it? Or did he earn a lethal?
He beat him right in the middle. One, two, three. With his own finishing maneuver. You got to give him credit for that. But it's going to be a black day in the WWF with that Joker wearing the belt. Razor Ramon, the new Intercontinental Champion. These fans are celebrating.
Give the bottle credit. Rick Martel took Razor Ramon to the limit, but he couldn't get it done.
Oh, what an ovation. Razor Ramon. Razor Ramon. Somehow escaping not once but twice. But credit Boston Crab of Rick the Model Martel. And there you see what it's all about.
You know, a half a second either way, Ramon could have been pinned four or five times. It was that close. He's a very lucky champion.
But nonetheless,
look at this.
Razor looks down at the goal. And it's hanging from his neck. Now he's got some around his waist.
It looks good out here.
Tell him about it, bad guy.
Hello. Truth is new.
Cousins and feeling twice removed. Since Twix gives you chewy caramel twice, milk chocolate twice, and that cookie crunch twice, you get one great snack after another.
In 47 BC, Cleopatra herself rented the very first luxurious caravan from Thrifty for a mere bag of sand. Today, Thrifty Car Rental still offers historically low rates on caravans, this time on Dodge caravans. Simply check your phone book for the Thrifty location nearest you. Fact is, Thrifty's been renting cars at low prices and giving royal treatment since the very beginning. Thrifty Car Rental, historically known for low rates.
Alfa Romeo 164 LS has arrived. Unlike these cars, it has a more powerful V6 engine with 24 valves, 210 horsepower, and legendary Alfa Romeo handling. It's something that will no doubt have our competition worried. Very worried. Call toll free for your nearest dealer.
Imagine sitting at home enjoying delicious fettuccine with cream sauce, fresh prosciutto, olives, and Italian herbs from Mona Lisa. Or zesty New York steak and prawns, Mexican style, from El Faro. How about succulent cubes of tender lamb with basmati rice from Mongo Indian? Imagine no more. Call now, and Waiters on Wheels will deliver your favorites from 65 San Francisco restaurants to your door in about an hour. Wow, that's right, Waiters on Wheels.
Hey, Senorita, say hello to the bad guy.
Hey, baby, I'm Execution Excellence.
Oh, yeah, dig it. Oh, yeah, dig it. Oh, yeah, digging it.
Mr. Savage.
You can call me Randy.
Don't fall for cheap imitations.
Uh-huh.
fashion. There's only one, Razor Ramon. He's the new Intercontinental Champion. There's only one, Hitman Bret Hart, the former WWF Champion. There's only one, Tatanka, still undefeated. And there certainly is only one, Macho Man. Oh, my. Randy Savage, and there is only one World Wrestling Federation.
And thank goodness there's only three head shrinkers.
And Alpha, the manager himself, former tag team champion in the WWF, leading his tag team into the ring.
I don't know if he's a manager or if he's more like a handler. A handler? Or a trainer. I mean, how do you feed these guys?
Alpha leading the twosome of Samu and Fatu, and they are rugged.
These guys could jump from the ceiling and hurt you big time real bad.
All right, now let me ask you a question, Macho Man. If you're Tommy Morrison and Sid Carson, what do you do?
So we are back, Tommy Morrison and Sid Carson going up against the Head Shrinkers. Managed by the legendary Walter Moon himself, Afa. The last time, one of the last times we saw the Head Shrinkers, they completely devastated their opposing team. One of the gentlemen was knocked out, I can't remember who he was. Tony Chimmel on the outside, taking away the attire of the Head Shrinkers. Head Shrinkers, black tights, no boots. Danny Davis is our referee. Head Shrinkers are still taking off their garments. Who's going to start for the team? Fatu is going to start for the Head Shrinkers. No? They're doing their rituals. Samu's going to start for the team. The opponent is black and blue singlet, white boots. Irish whipman by Samu. Duck down. Big back body drop. Samu picks him up, pushes him straight back into his corner. In comes the next opponent. Black and red singlet, white boots. Gut wrench suplex by Samu. Tag to Fatu. Double headbutt. Sid Kerrison in there. Quite a stocky gentleman. Quite well built for an enhancement talent. Oh, what a reverse thrust kick there by Fatu on Sid. Oh, headbutt by Fatu. Picks up Kerrison. Throws him through the ropes to the outside. Holy shit. Samu now on the outside. Picks up Kerrison. Oh, slams him down. Fatu distracting Danny Davis. Doesn't take a lot. Samu throws Kerrison back in. Fatu now trying to take the facial features of Sid Carson back to the Isle of Samoa. No, now giving him a little lick. Oh, throws Carson into the head of his own tag team partner, Samu, who's now tagged in. Carson now in trouble. Double Irish whip by the Head Shrinkers. Oh, double clothesline by the Head Shrinkers. I think Kerrison's out. It seems to be an ongoing gimmick that the Head Shrinkers are doing. He drags him over to his tag team partner, Bobby Morrison. Dragged into the ring. Oh, big headbutt by Samu. Taking this Fatu. What are you going for? Double face first Russian leg sweep. The stroke, if you will. Fatu goes to the top rope. Samu stands in the corner. Fatu now measuring Bobby Morrison. And big splash. One, two, three. Your winners, the Head Shrinkers.
For Samu, Fatu, met by Alpha, they are the Head Shrinkers.
Perhaps tag team championship bound, given the opportunity. Stand by, ladies and gentlemen, when we return, lots more WWF Action Plus, an interview with Ludwig.
Double, double your refreshment, yeah.
No single gum like it.
Another safeguard season is here. Right now, it's the season for the worst coughs, colds, and flu you'll hand each other all year. So safeguard against germs. Safeguard antibacterial soap eliminates 99.9% of germs you come in contact with. Germs that cause colds and flu, infect cuts, and can cause body odor. This safeguard season, safeguard the ones you love. Safeguard against germs.
Laura Glenn is being dragged down by a tough cold. But she's about to break free with an effervescent rush of relief. Alka-Seltzer Plus Cold Medicine. Pills take time to dissolve, but Alka-Seltzer Plus is ready the moment you take it. Rushing powerful medicines to soothe your aches. Relieve your runny nose. Free your breathing. Nothing rushes relief like Alka-Seltzer Plus.
Good news! Now when you buy a Subway steak and cheese sub with a medium soft drink, you can get a regular 6-inch sub for 99 cents. Just a penny less than a buck!
The steak and cheese sub at Subway. The place where fresh is the taste.
Well, at least I get a meal on this flight.
Ooh.
Bart, I'm gonna open my mouth and close my eyes, and you're gonna give me a big surprise.
Crispity, crunchity, peanut buttery Butterfinger.
Nobody better lay a finger on my Butterfinger.
Don't settle for another typical Thanksgiving Eve with the relatives. Invite the WWF to your house for a little stuffing and some squash. The Survivor Series, the Thanksgiving tradition worth waiting for, only on pay-per-view.
We're back. Earlier on, we were reminded not to fall for cheap imitations. There's only one Thanksgiving traditional pay-per-view. That is the Survivor Series Thanksgiving Eve. And take a look, Bobby Heenan. The Rockets in town.
Right. There comes the biggest turkey you'll probably ever see.
And Owen Hart, perhaps on his way to the Survivor Series, which, by the way, is so hot. Survivor Series live event in the
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Scott King, black singlet, grey boots, going to be against the Rocket, Owen Hart, and his blue blazer singlet. He has yet to wear the black and pink. But he is here. Jack Doone is our referee. That's been circling calling over top. Arm ringer by Owen. Oh, pulling the arm now. Oh, from the shoulder. There's Owen. We're going to be here each and every week to see the rise, in my opinion, of Owen Hart. Lovely reversal there by Owen. Oh, clothesline on Scott King. Picks up King. Slams him down by Owen. Reverse chinlock. By the Rocket Owen Hart. Scott King up. Scott King trying to get out of this, but Owen gets out of it himself with a reverse hammerlock. Oh, back over by King. Off the ropes. Shoulder tackle by King. Over the rope. And monkey flip by Owen. Picks him up, standing drop kick by Owen. Owen Hart really showing his own here in the WWF. Snap suplex there by Owen. Scott King in trouble here. Owen picks him up. Got wrench suplex. Owen putting on a clinic here. Reverse, European uppercut by Owen. Anakin. That style very popular up there in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. That European style. Oh, I'm going for a suplex again. Maybe snap. Nope. Oh, slight delay there on the suplex. Owen going up to the second rib on the inside. Drops an elbow. Beautiful elbow there by Owen Hart. Reverse chin lock now by Owen. And political intrigue in a city on the verge of revolution. Don't miss Havana. Scott King trying to get out of this, pulling the hair, trying to do anything to get out. Owen releases and snap mares him over. Oh, drops a knee across the face. Would you like to meet my sister? Hey, wait just a moment. That's not Razor Ramon. I don't believe that expression is in that. Owen picks up Scott King. Irish whip. Big back body drop by the Canadian native. The Canadian native. Picks it. Oh, I right by Scott King. Right hand. Right hand again by King. He's got fighting a bit of a comeback here. Irish whip reverse by. Oh, beautiful snap over the head. Belly to belly suplex there by Owen. Owen's now going up to the top rope. Scott King's up to his knees. Scott King's up to his feet. Owen's off the top. Beautiful missile drop kick by Owen Hart. Picks up Scott King. Going for a Northern Light suplex. One, two, three. Beautiful. Your winner, Owen Hart.
Doing the family proud right here on Monday Night Raw.
Boy, are they ugly, those hearts. Look at the horn on.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Figures. Give me the power of Hulkamania, the knockout punch of Virgil, the audacity of IRS, and the madness of the Macho Man. Collect new WWF figures now. Sold separately. Dig it.
Bring the excitement of arcade basketball home with Electronic Hot Shot Basketball. There's a motorized moving backboard, electronic game sounds, and digital scoreboard. Milton Bradley, Electronic Hot Shot Basketball.
Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome from Helsinki, Ludwig Borka.
Savage, this man hates everything to do with America.
Very, very, very credible athlete, no doubt about it. But I know somebody that's got a beat on him, and that's Lex Luger, the American original.
Speaking about beating, you know, he's had something like 47 professional fights. I don't think he's ever lost one. Look at the size of this man. He started boxing when he was like 12 years old. At 12 years old, I was hiring a new guy to drive my car.
Why don't you just start a fan club for him?
Okay.
Borga, I wonder, does it bother you that...
Aha!
I've been wanting to turn my back on McMahon for years, and he did it.
It's pretty obvious, Mr. Borga, you have not made too many friends here in the United States.
Let me first tell you, peons, what USA stand for in my continent. You stink a lot.
I must say, Mr. Borga, if we could have your attention. Mr. Borga, I must say that many remarks you have made toward the Americans here in the United States have rather been sort of unkindly, I think, pretty safe to say.
Well, I only say what I see. And what I see is a crumbling, polluted country with people who can't read or write.
And most of them are officials with the WWF.
Let's do a quick survey here. All those people who are working right now, stand up. Thank you.
This is real tough to listen to.
Aside from that, some of your remarks, not only to Americans, but many of your remarks have been directed toward Lex Luger.
Well, Lex Luger says he stands up for all you people, which I don't understand why. Because when I look around this country, Lex Luger looks more and more like a dark driver. Well, Mr. Borger, I'd like to remind you that Lex Luger is here tonight, and I'd like to remind you that had it not been for the lack of a return clause in the contract at SummerSlam, Lex Luger could very well be the World Wrestling Federation champion as we speak. That is the perfect example of you Americans. Lex got his chance and he lost. He is a loser, like all Americans are losers.
I don't think that man has ever smiled.
I don't know how you could walk down the street here in the United States. I mean, it just seems to me, I've never known anyone with the kind of hatred you obviously have for Americans.
Hey, we got a bus right here, brother. An American original walking down the aisle right now. Lex Luger. Listen, I've had about all I can stand of listening to this great, good Ludwig Borga, and I think Lex Luger feels the same way. Check it out, Heenan. This is not going to be pretty, brother.
Let's see what's going to happen here.
Yeah, you're right. Let's see. Let's listen.
I'm getting under the ring.
Do it, brother. You can say what you want about me. All you want, I'm a big boy. I can take it. But I know I speak for not only myself, but everybody in this building, everyone out there across this country watching TV right now, that we're sick and tired of you spewing this garbage out of your mouth about anti-American this, anti-American that, while you stick your hand out and collect a paycheck right here in the U.S. of A.
Yes!
So? Hey, shut up, Heenan. Listen to this. Tell it like an Eons.
Now, Mr. Borga.
Listen to the crescendo.
Tell it like it is.
What you're hearing right now is a word pride and people have respect for their country. A word that is not in your vocabulary. Let me tell you something, Mr. Borga. You're going to learn some respect here in the United States of America and here in the World Wrestling Federation.
Respect.
Well, in my country, and I hope here too, you're going to earn respect.
Well, let me tell you something, Mr. Borga. Because I have something here that I really want to share with you. It's an old saying, an old-fashioned saying here in America. It's a bit trite, but I'll say it to you right now. Love it or leave it!
That's it!
Let me tell you something. If you need a little help leaving, I'm volunteering. As a matter of fact, I'm volunteering right here and right now.
Here we go.
Look out, go down! One-way ticket back to Helsinki!
It's gonna explode.
Well, there you see your typical hot-headed American full with steam. Blah, blah, and so forth. No way. We fight where and when I say.
You gotta be ripping!
That shows you what kind of control he is. He's in control of his life, in control of his identity.
Just he knows what kind of a coward he is, brother. He blinks. Lex Luger, hey, Borga, blink. Run, brother. Walk it in, past it up. Get the hell out of here.
Sounds like you don't like Mr. Borga.
Brother, he just showed his true colors, and they're yellow. But speaking of true colors, check out Lex Luger in the middle of the ring. Red. White and blue!
Where did you get that from?
For hours you've been studying statistics, and you feel you're about to become one.
Into the sea.
I thought you were mistaken here.
What is the probability of drawing a blue marble?
The test is probably going to...
Since Twix gives you chewy caramel twice, milk chocolate twice, and that cookie crunch twice, you get one great snack.
I don't want to go to summer school.
After another.
Did you ever throw in a row?
Done it. Won it. Dreamed it. Play it. Knocked it. Missed it. Blocked it.
did.
Sunk it. Dunked it. Blew it.
Lost it.
Lost it.
But have you ever? Yes. Throw in a row. Do it.
Alfa Romeo 164 LS has arrived. Unlike these cars, it has a more powerful V6 engine with 24 valves, 210 horsepower, and legendary Alfa Romeo handling. It's something that will no doubt have our competition worried. Very worried. Call toll-free for your nearest dealer.
Imagine sitting at home enjoying delicious fettuccine with cream sauce, fresh prosciutto, olives, and Italian herbs from Mona Lisa. Or zesty New York steak and prawns, Mexican style, from El Faro. How about succulent cubes of tender lamb with basmati rice from Mongol Indian? Imagine no more. Call now, and Waiters on Wheels will deliver your favorites from 65 San Francisco restaurants to your door in about an hour. Wow, that's right, Waiters on Wheels.
WWF action. We're happy you joined us here tonight, and yes, we are looking at a catastrophe. You have to wonder whether or not we'll be seeing yet another catastrophe here next week with a special Savage Crush Summit. More on that a little bit later on. That explosion means the arrival of one man.
Vince Coleman.
No, that's not. Of course not. Bobby Heenan.
Adam Bomb. Who else?
Exactly.
Midget or what?
Check this out.
I knew about this.
Johnny Polo, apparently in a transaction over the weekend involving Harvey Whippleman. There's been a transfer of assets here. Harvey Whippleman is now the manager of that awesome specimen, Adam Bomb.
And he's also the new manager.
So Harvey Whippleman is the brand new manager of Adam Bomb, formerly Johnny Polo, but Johnny Polo has gone to the Quebecers. Adam Bomb needs a manager, and he's got one in the capable hands of Harvey Whippleman. Ross Greenberg is the opponent, or victim, one of the two. Danny Davis is our referee. I just had a look, and so I knew it didn't happen on pay-per-view, but Ludwig Borger and Lex Luger are facing each other on the house show loop. Lex Luger is winning the majority of matches. Adam Bomb, green eyes, red tongue. 6'8", 6'9". Imposing looking character. Ross Greenberg is a multi-coloured singlet, white boots. Adam Bomb in his black and orange singlet, black boots. Ash Greenberg is not a small individual. He is compared to Adam Bomb, but he looks well built. Colin Elbow type now. Adam Bomb pushes Greenberg into the corner. Oh, big kick by a Bomb. Again. Oh, right hands. Paintbrushing Ross Greenberg like he was in money. Choking him now. Ross Greenberg trying to break the choke, but to no good. Oh, beeled out of the corner. Adam Bomb picks up Greenberg, chokes him back in the other corner now, and launches him out of the corner again. Big kick there by Adam Bomb. And picks him up now, picks up Greenberg. Standing dropkick, holy moly, by Adam Bomb. Greenberg goes, scurries to the outside. Adam Bomb on the outside now. Harvey Whitman distracting the referee for no reason. Adam Bomb just then rolls him back in. Adam Bomb on the apron. Measures him and slingshot clothesline. Adam Bomb nearly landing on his head. Greenberg in trouble on the canvas. Next week we're getting a summit between Crush and Randy Savage. Ross Greenberg with a few right hands to the midsection of Adam Bomb, but no dice, brother. Knee of the gut by Adam Bomb. Picks up Greenberg again. Picks him up and drops him with a back suplex.
Comparison to what happens next week here on Monday Night Raw, the Savage Crush Summit.
No, McMahon, you mean the Crush Savage Summit.
Oh, I see.
Adam Bomb has got Greenberg in position. Looks like he's going to go for the Atom Bomb. Bam! The Atom Smasher, I do believe. One, two, three. Another large gentleman with a powerbomb maneuver. That's at least three here in the WWF at this time.
Adam Bomb, who knows to what heights Harvey is likely to take Adam Bomb.
Look at Harvey. He's coiled like a spring. He's ready to knock somebody out.
Well, gentlemen, what about it? Crush is going to be right here next week, and you wonder what's going to happen. Randy Savage, you can't help but wonder what's going to happen when Crush comes out here. What do you think, Bobby?
Well, I wouldn't want to be where you're sitting, McMahon, because he'll probably pull you out of that rented suit and go right down your throat.
Listen, why don't you shut up just 1 second? Yeah, I'm sure there's going to be a confrontation next week, but it's going to be a verbal confrontation, and you're an agitator. Do you understand that?
It's going to be nothing.
Hey, listen, we're friends. Friends have a problem face to face. That's okay. That's cool. But Crush is too smart to have a problem where it goes too far over the edge. You understand that?
Well, I'm not causing any trouble.
No, I'm talking to you.
So you don't think there's going to be anything physical, then? You think you're going
to
work it out?
Crush is too smart for that. We'll get it ironed out. We'll do it man-to-man in the middle of the ring right over here, but it's okay.
We're going to do it next week right here. And when we return, ladies and gentlemen, schedule to join us in tag team action, the Rock and Roll Express.
What a team. And just wait till you see the Rock and Roll Express. I believe they've made a mistake. You don't belong here in the WWF. You're going to get hurt.
Tired of the same old fun and games? Welcome, Spider-Man, X-Men, to the video game ride of your lives.
Wolverine, Spider-Man, Gambit, Cyclops.
Now on Genesis, the ultimate video game team. Are we having fun yet?
So the idea hits me, chicken sounds good. I hit the Long John, something tells me I should. For $1.99, I hear a voice say, the fish, chicken, and fries will blow you away. So if you think of chicken, you gotta go fish.
Long John Silver's, you're gonna get your wish.
Think your laundry is dirty on the outside?
Uh-oh, look at this shirt.
Pretty dirty.
What about the inside?
Just drop it in.
Introducing Ultra Liquid Gain. It's one liquid designed to do more than just clean the dirt outside. It also cleans the smelly dirt inside. For clothes so clean, they smell like they were dried in the sunshine.
Looks great.
Inside and out, there's no clean like sunshine clean.
Been robbed.
You say it was crispity, crunchity, and peanut buttery? Oh, yum.
Who laid a finger on Bart's Butterfinger? There are 6 suspects, but only 5 alibis.
What's an alibi?
Don't! Find out who doesn't have an alibi, and you could win $50,000. See these rappers for details.
Name?
Sober Himson. I mean, Homer.
Computers are key to solving our waste disposal problems.
Cleaning up the environment is everyone's responsibility. I'm doing my part here at Waste Management.
Jared Judkins, system specialist and DeVry graduate.
At DeVry, I learned the business of technology and how to apply it.
Right here.
For me, it's more than being successful. I'm proud of what I do.
Call anytime, 1-800-247-7800. DeVry, we're serious about success.
We're back with a Monday Night Raw! And here we go, ladies and gentlemen, with the Smoky Mountain Tag Team Champions in a non-sanctioned matchup here in the World Wrestling Federation. The Smoky Mountain Tag Team Champions, the Rock and Roll Express, following Jim Cornette and his heavenly bodies every place they go.
Well, you know, McMahon, the Rock and Roll Express has been...
Bit of history here, ladies and gentlemen, as the Rock and Roll Express make their WWF debut here, 1993. They are the current Smoky Mountain champions. They are here as part of the working relationship between Smoky Mountain and the WWF. Their opponents are Dwayne Gill, Barry Hardy. I believe they are also known at times as the Executioners when they're under masks. Rock and Roll are here. Robert Gibson, Ricky Morton, Red Trunks, red tights, white boots. Robert Steiner for his team, the veteran of the team. Barry Hardy starting for his team, black singlet, white boots. Gone there by tight. Shove off by Gibson. This is a non-sanctioned match due to the Smoky Mountain titles being here. I don't understand. It's a rock and roll chant, which is, seems legit. Shoulder tackle by Hardy. Drop down, leapfrog, knee, enziguri by Robert Gibson. Robert Gibson tags in Ricky. Irish whip by Robert. Beautiful knee lift there by Ricky Morton. Over in over on the Memphis Continental Wrestling cast, we have seen Ricky Morton debut. Well, not sort of debut. He teamed with Ken Lucas. He's currently out of the promotion, but he will be back soon. Robert Gibson teamed with his brother Ricky Gibson. Oh, beautiful double team there by the Rock and Roll Express. 1, 2, kick out. Dwayne Gill is in the ring. I do apologise while I was talking. He is black singlet, white boots. But this, like I said, Ricky Robert teamed with his brother Ricky Gibson, as the Gibson brothers from Florida. But Ricky has retired, so Robert is no longer there at the minute, but he will be back when he teams with a certain Ricky Morton. We will be able to see the debut of the Rock and Roll Express pretty soon. Pretty soon over on the Memphis Continental Wrestling cast. Two-hole by Gibson, tags in Morton. Double wishbone on Barry Hardy. And the Rock and Roll do it again, and double clothesline. Double right hand on Dwayne Gill. Double drop kick by the Gibsons, by the Rock and Roll, sorry. 1, 2, 3. Gibson with the pin. The Rock winners, the Rock and Roll Express.
WWF Royal Rumble from Acclaim. Now on Genesis. More wrestling superstars. More specialty moves than ever. 16 Big Mayhem. 6 men in the ring action. WWF Royal Rumble on Super NES and now on Genesis. Get ready to rumble.
Jake has my smile and his dad's fair skin. So I'm glad there's new Downy Free, the only liquid fabric softener with no perfumes or dyes. Perfect for my sensitive men. New Downy Free, the best softness with no perfumes or dyes.
Happening dance, huh?
Wanna pick up the tempo?
Yeah!
Step into a slip jam! Tear to the spice! That beefy juicy taste!
Dance, Mr. Savage!
How about the funky chicken?
Is that a waltz?
Ooh, yeah! Need a little excitement? Step into a slip jam!
I'm not going in. Oh, I'm on my deathbed here.
Why not take DayQuil?
But my head is pounding. And I can't stop coughing.
Take DayQuil.
Won't this stuff fix all that?
No, that won't do anything for your headache or your cough. Take the DayQuil.
From the makers of NyQuil, Vicks DayQuil Liquid Caps, complete non-drowsy cold relief.
Don't you hate it when she's right?
Vicks DayQuil Liquid Caps, the non-drowsy stuffy head, congested chest, sore throat, coughing, fever, so you can face your day medicine. Also try new DayQuil sinus formulas.
Over 1 million people each week walk into AutoZone, and taking care of them means having what they need when they need it. That means stocking a lot of parts for a lot of cars. Now, nobody can stock everything, but we stock more than most. And how do we know which ones to carry? That's easy. We listen to our customers, because nobody knows better about what you want than you. So the next time you walk through that door, you might think of yourself as a customer, but we think of you as the boss.
Champ Egerton Marcus defends his title against Willie Edwards. Junior lightweight phenom Eddie Hobson faces Jesus Pohl when Budweiser presents USA Tuesday Night Fights tomorrow.
We are back, and before we let you in on who's going to be with us next week on Monday Night Raw, let's go back, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, let's revisit the bad guy, the arrival of Razor Ramon. Razor Ramon's story began in the streets of Miami, where survival means being tough, but tonight, new chapter was written when Razor Ramon proved respect is earned. Oh, yeah! Razor Ramon tonight proved himself a champion in every way. Razor Ramon, the new Intercontinental Champion. Say hello to the bad guy.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Cobra's building an ultimate weapon, but standing in the way, G.I. Joe! It's good versus evil, and this time the battle's bigger than ever! G.I. Joe figures and vehicles sold separately.
Man your battle station.
Man your battle station.
It's electronic talking battleship, so real it really talks.
Battleship sunk.
Yeah. Electronic talking battleship only from Milton Bradley.
WWF Royal Rumble, now on Super NES and Genesis. Incredible 16 meg action.
It's perfect.
No holds barred. WWF Royal Rumble. Razor Ramon is still celebrating. We certainly hope you enjoyed the World Wrestling Federation action here this week on Monday Night Raw, but you haven't seen anything yet. Next week, schedule to join us in single competition. He is still undefeated, the Native American Tatanka.
And Razor Ramon, you got a brand new belt. Have you paid tax on it? The tax man's looking for you. I'm talking about IRS.
Couple of former All-Americans, the Steiner Brothers, fixing it up right here in tag team competition, right here on Raw.
All of that, in addition to, of course, Crush being here with us next week. There's not going to be a confrontation, physical or verbal. Maybe both?
It's not going to be a confrontation, but it's going to be a confrontation of sorts. Let it happen. Whatever he's got on his mind.
Let it happen. What?
Well, I guess when Savage extends that hand, he's going to take that hand and shove it right up your nose.
Hey, brother, you don't know nothing about
it. We have witnessed some of the most significant summits in the history of modern civilization. Leaders from the world's two superpowers meeting one-on-one to settle their differences.
Building Crush, the Crush Randy Savage confrontation as a meeting of the world leaders. It's going to be happening, that's for sure. We don't know what's going to happen, but we know it's going to be happening. So, ladies and gentlemen, we've just covered the 11th of October 1993. We've witnessed a brand new Intercontinental Champion. History has been made twice here on the show. Brand new Intercontinental Champion, and also the WWF debut of the Rock and Roll Express. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for your continued support. Please do not forget to follow us on Twitter at MemphisCast, where you'll be able to find news and updates on this show and also our Saturday show, the Memphis Continental Wrestling Cast. Please do not forget to give both a good listen, a little hour or so of your life just sitting back and relaxing and reminiscing about good old times, the good old days of wrestling. So, yes, thank you very much. Please do not forget to follow us. Please do not forget to follow the network at PTBN Wrestling. You can find both shows on all good podcast suppliers. And until next time...